May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of the Heavenly Father, and the unity of the Holy Spirit be with us. Let us praise and thanks. Almighty God, dear Heavenly Father, we thank Thee for all Thy gifts. We thank Thee for the beauty of summer. We thank Thee for our dear, independent fatherland. We thank You for our freedom to believe, to confess our faith, and to even proclaim Your word to others. Give this freedom to those places where it is missing. We thank Thee for Thy kingdom, in which we can live as members. We thank Thee for Your protection. We thank Thee for these summer services where we can hear Your holy word. Give Your servants the power of the Spirit to proclaim the words of encouragement and forgiveness so that Your children would have the strength to continue on the way to the heavenly home. We thank Thee for allowing us to meet our journey friends from near and far. We thank Thee for blessing the preparations and the preparers of these services. We bring these words to You in the name of Thy dear Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Esteemed service guest, dear service guests from near and far, brothers, dear brothers and sisters, on behalf of the board of the SRK, I wish to welcome all of you, including those of you listening on the radio and the internet. Welcome to the summer services of Tornio. We have come here to hear the Word of God, which is eternally sustainable, the core message of which is the message of the Lord Jesus Christ and of the forgiveness of sins in His redeeming blood. The preparation of summer services has taken years of work. The RYs of Rovaniemi and Tornio have been responsible for organizing these services, in addition to Rautiosaari, Tervola, and Kemi. The work has been huge. There has been an innumerous number of voluntary hours of work. Many people also voluntary a large share of their summer services time. We thank you for your work, dear brothers and sisters. I wish to thank, on behalf of the SRK board, the local towns, the local parishes, the local authorities, local companies, and individual persons who have at different stages supported this project of summer services. May the Heavenly Father reward your efforts. Now it is already. For someone who has come, who came to summer service for the first time, he might be thinking as he watches and hears all of this. He may have the questions. He may be wondering, what is it that makes someone want to volunteer so much time? What is it that is building this technology that is allowing the Word of God to be heard for so widely? And what is it that gives the strength for all other forms of the work of the Kingdom of God? The reason behind all of this is love toward Him who has first loved us. He has prepared for us in Him. For He has prepared a greatest gift for us who the forgiveness of sins for those of us who are in and of ourselves full of sin. Thereby is granted the hope of eternal life. That is why he has granted us unmerited ones with temporal gifts. The theme in this year's teaching in Christianity is forgiveness. It is the theme of the annual report or annual book of the SRK, which was published yesterday, which is Forgive One Another. It was published on the eve of these summer services. On Friday, we will hear a speaking turn on the same subject, directed particularly toward young people. At summer services, we are at the fountain of forgiveness, at the source. The starting point for forgiveness is the unlimited forgiveness of God. It is shown in the proclamation and work of His Son. Jesus proclaimed the gospel to everyone. The time is come. The kingdom of God is nigh. Repent and believe the gospel. As someone who had defeated death, the arisen Jesus Christ sent his disciples or his apostles, his followers, including us, to proclaim the gospel of forgiveness throughout the world. When he sent his disciples, Jesus says, just as the Father has sent me, so send I ye. Receive ye the Holy Spirit. Whosoever sins ye remit, they are remitted unto them. We wish to act in accordance with the mission command of our Savior. And as evidence of that, we see the long row of flags, which we watched this morning. Another evidence is that there are 9 languages used to translate the services, and these are sent through the internet around the world. Other programming is also sent through the internet. The forgiveness of sins is preached to all who are seeking a stable foundation and to everyone who is receiving it. God gives faith and the strength to live as His children. He gives peace, freedom, and the hope of heaven. The forgiveness of sin also results in a heart that is patient and forgiving toward believing brothers and to all people. For all of these gifts of God, another thing that speaks about these forgiveness and love of God is those songs of Zion, which are so beloved to the children of God and are sung here. These songs of Zion have been renewed while holding on to their original message. The renewed Song of Zion book is now being adopted and used at these summer services. This is particularly pertinent to young children of God who are traveling toward the eternal homeland in the footsteps of their forefathers. We receive strength on the journey to the Heavenly Father from the Word of God and from the gospel of forgiveness which is proclaimed. The forgiveness of sins releases one from under burdens. That's why we have come here. And that's why I wish to say, just as these, right as these summer services begin, to those of you who are encircled by doubts, you journey friend, and to those of you who are awakened by God, who are seeking for heart, seeking for peace into your heart, all of your sins have been redeemed on the cross of Golgotha, and everything is forgiven in Jesus' name and precious atoning blood. The apostle says, the gospel is the power of God, and it brings salvation to all who believe. Join us in rejoicing about the grace of God. All of you who have arrived here at the Torneo Summer Services, and those of you who are still on the way, as well as all of you who are listening to the internet and radio, you are all service guests who are dear and awaited. Welcome.